He was. We were very good first half and fully deserved our lead. We're on top for long periods. Second half, the game got a little bit more stretched and we allowed them too much of the ball. But saying that, I still thought we had enough opportunities breaking on them to make better of them opportunities, which we didn't. And, you know, we got punished by a really good finish.
Trying to change it round with the substitutions, did that improve or weaken the team? Because nothing really happened after the three lads came on, I thought.
No, it didn't. You know, it was one of them where, you know, Sam hasn't played a load of games in the last couple of years, so you knew he was going to tire. He was always worried about Josh, but Josh ended up playing the 90 minutes. And, you know, Lasset hadn't looked himself, you know, for the first half. So, you know, there were enforced changes. You know, it just didn't give us probably the impact that we wanted.
Positives, though. I mean, is Sam Saunders enjoying a new lease of life under his new gaffer?
Well, I hope so. You know, a friend of mine was saying today that he was going to have him his first goal scorer, so he'll certainly be happier than myself at the moment. But no, he's coming in. He's been brilliant to work with. So professional. You know, a bundle of energy in the dressing room and, you know, on the training ground, and he's deserved his place in the team.
He brings experience to the team. We saw that at PNE, of course, but in Diaga Raga going to Leeds, you've lost that little bit of experience, perhaps.
Yeah, we have a little bit of know-how. Although, as I say, you know, first half again, like Preston, you see a relationship gathering momentum with the fitter that Josh McEachran gets and how well Ryan Woods is doing. We just conceded too much of the pitch during the second half, which allowed them more time on the ball.
Inevitably, we have to speak about James Tarkowski. Now, while I understand that obviously what goes on at the training ground is none of my business, what's going on with James and his family, of course, is none of anybody's business. But why weren't family reasons cited for him not playing against Burnley in the first place?
I think, you know, we've dealt with it internally at the football club, the discipline side of it. You know, James played on a Tuesday against Middlesbrough, and the issues were no different on the Friday. You know, as I've always said, James will come out with his reasons for why he didn't play on the Friday, and we all have to take that on board. But as I said, as a football club, we're trying to help him through that now, which we're trying to do.
We're live on BBC Radio London against Brighton and Hove Albion. Now, is the season over? Is it slipping away from you? Or, if you take points off the likes of Brighton and Sheffield Wednesday, can you still make six, do you think?
Well, that's what we need to do now. We need to certainly take points off the teams who are above us in the league. It's something that we haven't done too much of this season. You know, and you know, it would have been nice to have got back-to-back wins. A good win at Preston. And, you know, I feel on the balance of play, we probably should have won the game today.
Finally for me, anyone coming in this week?
I'm hoping so. We'll be busy over the next few days, so hopefully we can, you know, have some movement.
But not Alan Judge going anywhere?
Well, I hope not. No, I've said enough on that already.